Well, hey, everybody, it's Chuck.
And AJ.
All right, so we're in the Cybertruck today, and we are, we'll show you the software version. We're on FSD Supervised 13.2.8, the latest build. We've had this for a few days, but this is another one of the simultaneous releases on the Hardware 3 with 12.64 and the AI4 Model Y, and my Cybertruck, it's also, I believe, on the AI4 Model 3 too. But anyway, so here we are. I haven't done a first impressions drive with the full route in a while. And to be honest, the reason I don't do it is because nobody watches it. And not that I don't make videos just to make videos, but it takes about a day to make one of these videos. And, you know, if nobody's watching it, then I'm not going to make it quite as much. But AJ said, hey, let's go get in the Cybertruck. So thanks, AJ, for awesome. Pulling That's, me out.
I'm glad.
You ready to go?
Let's do it.
Any initial thoughts? How you been?
I've been doing great. So I just got 13.2.8 a couple of days ago myself.
Okay.
And I got a few things to notice and talk about in this trip and see if you find out.
Okay.
And if they happened in your truck or not.
Or just mine. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the difference between AJ's truck and mine is this is foundation. His is non-foundation. Yep. So we have different tires. That's about it, right?
That's you know? It. I mean, I think so.
I mean, you can talk about the accessories and the stuff like that, but right. The car should be driving the exact right. same. They right. got the same hardware, computer, the same cameras and right. everything. Okay, so we got our normal Memorial Park first impressions driving here that you guys that watch my AI4 Model Y videos. So we're going to do the exact same thing. We'll start out with an unprotected left-hand turn. And like I've been starting here, I've been starting on this curb. So you can see here in the back, you know, I'm right here on the curb. My tires are not up on the round section. And so I'm going to go ahead and tap activate with the brake pedal. And we do have the steering wheel. So if I press it right here, will it pull out? So look at that.
Oh, wow.
The Model Y doesn't do that. Or it didn't on this version anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So away we go. So let's see how we do here.
Didn't waste even a
second. No, it was aggressive. Yeah. I would say it was aggressive. I wonder if that has something to do with the Cybertruck saying, I'm not worried about that curb, whereas the Model Y is like, whoa, you know?
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we are, here we go. We're going to do one UPL. Looks like it's got it here. Pay attention to the road, Chuck. So I wasn't looking very far. Okay, so there's our NHTSA stop. Now we're doing a creep. And there's a little left. Now we've got a, what I'd call a big gap left. And it's going, okay, so it's going to roll this
it's
one.
It's going to be easy.
Yeah, so no big deal there. So have you, I have not seen any sort of median behavior. My medians, it's not using them. Is your truck?
Ooh. What just
happened? I just lost my monitor here. And I don't know if this is my tilt mod mod or what, but.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now what do you do? What's contingency?
Well, I want to kind of, I'm feeling for the wires under here. Sometimes if it's a, I don't know if this is an issue or if this is my, okay.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, so I think that was my, there's an extension cord on my tilt monitor.
Okay.
So when you put on this tilt monitor on here,
yeah.
It essentially has a little bit of an extension cord that comes into the back of the monitor. That has not happened in a while, but I wiggled that little wire and it came back.
And that's what happened.
I don't think that's a software issue, just to kind of alleviate. I don't think that was a software issue. Let's talk about that a little bit more here in a minute. So we're doing our UPL here, big gap. Let's see how smooth it feels. Ooh, this is slow.
Yeah, this is slow. That's not good.
Have you done many? I mean, it was fine. How are they?
Well, they were not as slow as this actually yet when the speed limit was lower, in fact, in that street on
really?
The beaches. Yeah.
Do you think that's, I'm not sure about the radius of turn, or do you think that's the U-turn speed?
I don't understand that. I think it is the Cybertruck being a little bit cautious. It's like the, almost like it needs to be, yeah. I don't know why. I mean, it sees three lanes. If it sees three lanes,
and it made it to the middle lane almost.
It did.
The radius of turn wasn't even close.
No, not nowhere near. So
I mean, I can understand being cautious if you're like, I don't know if I can make this.
Right, right. Yeah, I'd love to hear others' comments, what they think.
Yeah. But I would say that's par for the course for me. My Model Y is like smooth and aggressive there.
Yeah.
The Cybertruck generally, you know, that just fits the general tone of the Cybertruck on FSD for me. It's kind of like, you know, slow, lethargic, and a little overweight. You know, it just feels like it's not as committed to its turns or committed to its radius or committed to the accelerations. I do think they've done some work on the braking curves. Have you noticed any of that?
Like what?
Say this light way up there in the distance that I can see, but it's not on the map yet, right? It's green.
Yep.
Say it turned red right now.
Yep.
What would you do as a driver? I'd probably take my foot off the accelerator.
I would.
And then kind of coast in there.
Correct.
I've noticed a little bit of that kind of behavior on the Cybertruck to where it's kind of acknowledging, hey, I can slow down a little bit earlier.
You think that's improved over time?
I do think that's improved on the Cybertruck. It's not kind of racing to the light and then stopping at the last second.
Oh, okay. That piece, okay, now that you mention it, I think you might be right. I think that's, I'm sensing that as well.
Yeah,
for sure. And in fact, like just like right now, what it did is it turned yellow momentarily.
Right, when we're under it.
Under it. And I think I, as a human driver, have done this exact same thing with the truck did.
Yep.
But I've sold, like in previous versions, it was almost like sometimes a momentary hesitation.
Yeah.
And for me, at least, I experienced it. It's just not there right now.
Okay, so we have a forward-facing unprotected left here because our, well, now it's a stop arrow. So it was green. So what's going to happen here is we're going to sit at a red arrow. And we'll just wait on a flashing yellow is what's coming next. I do want to mention yesterday I was on a drive down to, actually I was going to Men's Warehouse to get fitted for a suit for my daughter's wedding next month. And it was over in the town center area. Okay, green arrow, so it was protected there. So no big deal. Crossing the railroad tracks, we'll get back to that comment.
Yep.
Slowing down, fine speed for that, but still no visualizations for railroad tracks. They've never been there. And it was one of those turns on a gate parkway off of St. John's Avenue. And it was one of those green arrows to kind of join Gate Express Parkway. And it was green, green, green. And then it went red, 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 red. And it just, it was going to run it. So it completely missed the green arrow turning red, or it was committed and was just going to run the red arrow. So it basically ran a red light yesterday.
Wow.
Little sad there.
And you know,
very slow, 10 miles an hour for that bump.
That's happening. That's like, that's a Cybertruck thing a lot more than
Model Y.
Right?
Yeah, I do think so. Although, you know, it kind of ties in with that joining the wrong lane thing that's kind of been popping up for some people. I haven't seen it yet on this build, but the fact some others have seen.
Oh.
It just went around something that I didn't see.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody on camera saw that. I didn't see anything to go around. Did you?
I don't think so.
It was almost like it was going around a pothole or a
something. Right.
Something in the road, but I didn't see anything. If you guys see that in the comments, go back and roll that back and tell me. Maybe it was visualizing something that wasn't actually on the road, but it definitely made a little bit of a left and then right jog right as we went through that intersection.
100%.
Okay, so it looks like we are going to get a little bit of a narrow road scenario here with a big truck going past these cars. See if it's, this is to show how, man, it's kind of, okay, it was fine, but it didn't pause or hesitate or scoot way over. It you know, what do you think about that?
a little nerve-wracking.
What would you have done with that big truck?
I would have slightly, you know, given myself a little bit more room.
Would you have disengaged?
No, I would not have disengaged. I would have done exactly what you did because I want to see it through.
Yeah.
But that was a little too close for comfort. That's for sure.
I think the room was there, but it wasn't human room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It might be robot room. It may have known, but
interesting.
You know, when,
well
said. And I'll also, okay, so there's our stop. Don't go for that gap. Okay, good. When I say robot room, I'm like, there are gaps the truck can do once I am confident it knows its space. All
sure.
Right, we're clear from the left and clear from the right, so this should just be a roller through. I don't know why it's not going.
Yeah.
What's it doing?
There's nothing obstructing it anywhere. Yeah, this is the perfect
scenario. I'm engaged. Blinkers on. What are we doing? All right, so I've been doing this long enough that I'm usually comfortable when I know it's going to do something. This is stumping me. Normally, I'm like, it's going to go right now.
Yeah. This is like firmly.
Now, if it goes right now, that's silly.
Oh.
Okay, so it didn't. Do you think this car over here has something to do with it? No, he's not highlighted.
No.
Now we get. I don't have anybody behind us, so I can wait, but I would have, if there had been somebody behind me, I'd have taken over by now. But now I'm just kind of intellectually curious.
Yeah, because.
All right, we're clear left and right again. And now it's going. I cannot explain that.
Yeah, that was like externally almost like it just took a nap. Like it's like I'm going to just take a nap.
Yeah.
But, you know, 10 seconds nap.
And normally I'm like, this is the gap. Okay, it's going to go for this one. That's a tight one. And if you're going to go for that one, you need to accelerate. That time I was like, okay, here's its gap. It's going to go.
And it just didn't go. Just,
at all.
Yeah.
And it sat there and sat there and sat there. It's not even like it was, I didn't feel the brake release. I didn't feel anything like that.
It's almost like it got guidance after this, the round of cars started coming in again, because it was like completely no vehicles coming from any, either side, which was right when it didn't go. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm going to say that that would have been an intervention had I not been in a situation where we could have just waited. That was, it didn't do what we wanted.
Absolutely. Because like you said, if there was someone behind you, you would be like, no, I'm
going
to go.
Yeah, you're like, where are you going? I mean,
yeah.
It wasn't unsafe. You could say it was... Correct. Crazy safe because it didn't do anything. It's kind of like, you know, well, I make the analogy, you know, every one of us experiences risk in our day as soon as we decide to get out of bed. You know, it's almost like the truck decided, I'm not getting out of bed today.
Something like that.
I'm not going to do my job. Okay, right turn here. This is going to be a right on red. So let's see if it gives us a full NHTSA stop, clear. Yep, all the way down to zero. Pause, and now it should go. Okay. In the Model Y, as we come here on Wilson Boulevard, it always gets in the left lane. Don't know why.
Okay.
I'm in standard mode. I'm not in a hurry. Right about here. There it is. I don't know what it is about this road. Every time it gets here, going through a yellow there, nice. Now, you're going to say, oh, it was that truck. No, it does this every single time. It was the right decision again because of that truck.
Sure.
But
that's not the case. It's like, it still goes
in. No, I don't think.
In standard profile. Yeah.
Yeah. And it won't get back over to the right here.
Like what if you give the turn signal, it'll do it?
Yeah, it will. So okay. If I put the turn signal on, it should. Yeah. Here's the school zone. It's a Saturday morning, no school in session, but this is the school zone that sometimes if this is flashing, I'm constantly looking for, does it slow down? And it has been on the Model Y. I haven't done this during a school session in the truck yet, but I'm just going to expect it's either going to follow the cars around it or,
yeah.
And but it doesn't know when to reaccelerate again. Typically what it does, it stays at the school zone speed all the way to this red light, and then it stops for the red light, and it proceeds at normal speed after the red light. So it's almost like it doesn't know when to end.
Right.
Have you had much school zone?
I do not. My routes typically don't have school zones.
No.
Especially the marked ones. But it means sign reading is still not particularly... I don't know if that's part of the...
It's no. It's map data. It can't read.
Yep.
I mean, it can... You can see flashing lights. Is it going to scoot over?
Yeah.
Yep, it's doing a little bit. I mean, not to the change lane, but it did the full left curb, and it couldn't go over, actually, because of the car here in our left quarter that you can see on the screen.
I liked it the way it did that.
Yeah,
that was really
fine. Yeah. In the old days, that would have been a stop. You know, that since we've been on version 12 and end-to-end, that has always usually been relatively good. But I'm still not as comfortable on, back to that subject about space in the truck as I am in the Y. I just don't think the truck knows its size all the time.
Interesting.
And I've got to get to the point where I'm comfortable with it. And sometimes you just got to let it go and say, well, it didn't hit the curb, or well, it did the radius of turn, and say, does it really know, or is it just getting lucky? I'm confident in the way, like, I don't know how you are in this big truck. You came from a Model 3.
Yeah.
The fact you can't see the front and left corners,
yeah.
I'm still not, you know, when I'm turning a tight corner, I don't know where that headlight is.
Yeah, that's correct. But, I mean, that would be true for other vehicles too, in a way, right? So we do have a point where after which we are taking, we don't have visibility right after the hood drops.
Right.
Because let's say you can see the edge of the hood, but you can't see anything
past that. But I can't
even
see the edge of the hood.
True. That's right. That's the key. That's Cybertruck for you.
Right.
That's a spaceship.
So I guess my point in saying that is I'm still learning its size as a supervisor too.
Sure.
So I might be disengaging in scenarios where it's actually fine.
I see what you're saying.
Right.
You know, I'll make a comment on that. So I had to learn that part. So first, when I got it, the first like whatever 100 initial miles, like learning it,
yeah,
we would make the turns, and sometimes I'll notice myself even in manual mode because it's four wheel steering, that it would hug the curb so closely, and I'm like, this is gonna run, you know, jump over the curb.
Yeah.
But then one time I just kind of let it do its thing in FSD, and I was like, no, it actually is missing the curb every single time.
Yeah.
So
I'm still a little gun shy because early on back in the 2020, 2021 timeframe,
yeah,
we were too comfortable and a lot of people curbed their tires.
Yeah.
You're just, you know, letting it do its thing. So, now granted, I'm on the Cybertruck with these big, you know, 235s. I'm a little bit more comfortable letting 100%. It go to a curb than on the Y.
Yep.
All right, so now we're joining the highway. Nice, smooth acceleration. Feels good. Merged fine into traffic. It wasn't dense. I don't have any. I love the Cybertruck on highway. I think it is above average. You do a lot of highway miles too, probably.
I do
right?
a lot, yes. A lot of even miles, and yeah, it's rock solid on the highway for sure. I think it maybe adds to its size, does give that extra sense of stability.
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes any sense or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, highway is rock solid.
So, I don't expect to have any issues here to talk about. So, let's go to a little bit about what you've seen on your truck. Like, what sort of things are you looking for?
So, things that I'm looking like, okay, let's say if you're talking about, let's highway itself for a minute. I do notice sometimes that we talked earlier about, like, maneuver where it's just hugging to one side.
Lane centering.
Right. And that's like if it's avoiding an obstacle. So, it does it, of course, for the 18-wheelers and stuff, right? But like it makes room and goes scoots away.
Yeah.
But then sometimes it's like things, for example, they're equally like these vans, the tall vans and stuff. I don't want like it to go that close to them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't pay attention to that.
Tell me if you've noticed this. I haven't talked about this on video yet because I'm not 100% sure. Sometimes when we first got the curve around trucks, we were all like, oh my gosh, look at it. It's giving the full berth to the truck. It's using the full lane to go around it.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. But on the Cybertruck, sometimes I feel like I'm noticing it doing this, giving it room after we pass the truck. Like right as soon as I pass the cab of a truck, I feel it go to the left. And I'm like, well, that was a little late. Have you noticed that at all?
That is interesting.
Even if you hadn't yet, pay attention the next time. Notice when it gives room. For some reason on the Cybertruck, and I should be going right here, I feel like it's going around, but like way too late. Like, you know, you should have done it around the trailer, not around the headlights of the truck when you're passing it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that's something to do with the fact that it's got four-wheel steering, and so it's the physics is different in the way,
I'm not going to give it a four-wheel. On a highway, four-wheel steering is almost moot, right?
Right, correct.
I'm talking like trajectory. Like if there's a truck right here, I'm not seeing it go around it. Yeah. But then right as soon as I pass the truck, I feel like it's going around it. I'm like...
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So it kind of misses it almost.
Yeah, it's like it knows it should do it, but it's doing it wrong.
You know, now that you say it, now that you explained the second time, I think it's kind of clicking. So I think I may have observed that too. I'm going to pay more attention.
I don't think I would have ever noticed it had we not learned to notice it when it first started doing it.
Sure.
And now that the Model Y does it very well,
right?
When I'm in this truck, I'm kind of like,
you see so much.
I'm like, why aren't you moving over? And then I'm like, well, I guess you're not going to. And then just as you pass the truck, it moves over. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So because you do more of the runs in the Model Y, so you have a lot of you see the difference a lot.
The difference.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Okay.
If you guys are watching this and you've noticed that in your truck, make a comment because this is something I haven't talked about, and maybe Tesla isn't aware of the behavior. Tesla's usually aware about everything. It's just a matter of when they get to them. But to me, it feels like the giving room happens late, at least on large trucks, to where I feel uncomfortable. I don't know. Maybe we'll get it. We're about halfway through the highway scenario here. Maybe we'll get one, but I have not had major lane centering issues on this version, but I haven't done miles and miles and miles either. I feel like it meanders in the way, in the lane, like a human. Like I know when I'm driving, I'm not always dead center in the lane, right?
Sure.
I don't know. I do think it follows the lead car some, a little bit. And I'll say, I've noticed a few times where the lead car, like for example, on a highway, you know, like you're not supposed to go into the emergency lane.
Yeah.
But if the lead car, you know, cheated into the emergency lane to take the exit, I've seen the truck follow it into that cheat.
Oh, yes. I've noticed that as well for my truck as well. That
right?
It does that. Yes.
You know, so kind of like if it's taking a clue on what trajectory to take, if the lead car does something wrong,
then it follows that too. It just it mimics it. It does. It does do that.
Which I don't...
But is that expecting little... Should that be something we should expect right now? Or like from supervised FSD?
Well, it just goes into the... What is the model leaning on, right? So, you know, back in the old days when it was written in C, it was like, these are the lane lines. Do not cross the lane line. Follow the planner, take a left, stay in between the lane lines. Now it's a little bit more like, well, we're sort of going this speed. We're kind of speeding, but everybody else is too. Well, we're kind of taking a right up here. Oh, he's turning right too. Okay, let's just follow him. Right? It's kind of how it feels.
That is kind of how it feels. That's actually really well put together.
Yeah, I don't know.
But that's the thing, right? Maybe these conversations we're having right now, it's somehow it's translating in a way that over time it's going to take all to those things in consideration.
I don't think leaning on the lead car is a bad strategy.
Right.
I just think that just like, you know, your mom probably told you when you grew up, well, if your buddy jumps off of a bridge, are you going to do it too?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to follow. What if that guy is the one, you know, texting on his phone and he's veering off the road, right? I don't want to follow him off the road.
Yeah, so, I see that. I see that. But I see in that, here's my thoughts, that if I'm in a, if we're driving, so we're talking about vehicular traffic, right? So if you have, I would rather be more following something that's moving, as long as it's like kind of moving in the, with the speed of the street versus something that's stalled and stopped.
Yep.
And be like, maybe, you know, this is the right direction to do. I don't know.
Well, that also kind of leads to, well, do you not know where you're going anyway? Why aren't you making your own decisions?
Okay. that's actually a better segue to that. All right.
All right. So here we have a cement truck. Maybe we'll get our little description around going around and giving it room here. I don't know. So right now, I'm dead center in the lane. We missed it. He changed lanes.
Yeah.
I was hoping that was going to be our scenario giving birth to it, but it didn't play out.
So sometimes in these, I don't know, it doesn't spot them. It doesn't do them.
Yeah. All right, we're coming up on one of the largest interchanges in the country, really, where it's the intersection of I-95 north-south to I-10 east-west, and we have like six lanes. And this is where I truly don't think the planner is very smart, at least as smart as Apple Maps and Google Maps, on what lane you need to be in order to exit. Do you have many of these out where you live where you're like, well, that lane would be better, but you chose this one?
It happens to me at this intersection whenever I'm heading back from your place all the time, and I test it, and it's interesting. So what I do is, since I'm going to the south side, it actually picks the lane, which I would never pick, and I'm like, But it works. I mean, I'll give it that. It works.
But it creates scenarios where now you've got to change three lanes here in a minute that might not be very easy.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're right. It is a legal lane to take. But now, instead of being in the lane you need to be in for the next turn, you've now put yourself three lanes over, and now you've got to merge, change lanes and everything here at about a half a mile.
But good point.
That's where I get frustrated. I'm like, and what I've been doing, and I don't know what you do, I disengage and I make a voice note and said preferred navigation. Just as simple as that. Why did you disengage preferred navigation?
Oh, that's a good tip. I like that. I'll do that myself.
Yeah. All right. Simple, right on red there. No problem. We're off the highway. We're back into the city stack, heading to Memorial Park. Low traffic, you can see here. Almost nobody on the roads today. But I don't know. That highway was rock solid.
Yeah.
I don't have any critique. We didn't get to see the truck lane centering. I didn't have any lane centering issues. It wasn't hugging left or right. The speed felt fine.
I think it was nothing that stood out, but it's like 13.27 2.8, like you said.
I don't know what changed. I mean, smoothness, small bugs and fixes. I'd say that's all I can tell.
Sure.
Now maybe they tweaked the braking curves or things like that, but as a driver, there's just no way to measure that. At least I can think of. I can just sort of generally say, ooh, that feels better. But then somebody will make a comment and they go, that changed three versions ago.
That's correct.
I don't know. You know, so we just get out here and drive and let you guys watch and us talk. All right, so a stop truck with a green light, and it's choosing I think that was the right choice.
Only to know that
so we have Riverside Arch Market. It's why this is crazy busy here. So this is going to be good. Because we actually need to be in the left lane now.
Yeah, we have. Right. Let's see what happens.
So what's happening here is, I don't know if you can see in the wide angle camera, to the left, we have a local market. And, you know, it's very busy and people are looking for parking. And you've got the city. These are not policemen, but they're like the community parking attendant kind of folks that come to height.
Yep.
And the truck did the right thing by using available lane space. But what it's now not doing is queuing, which is what the rest of our neighbors were doing, is queuing over here. So now we're going to come up blinker on and have to merge.
At the very... Okay, starting to do it now. All right.
So the car with the flashing lights is now out of the way. The blinker's on, so now it's got to fight its way over. And all my neighbors are probably like, yeah, nice job, buddy.
Exactly.
You know, when you make these comments on videos like this, people around the world are like, it did the exact right thing. And
I always find those comments to be actually pretty cool. It's like,
all right, so now the truck car behind us is waiting. And, okay, he waited, and the car did not take it. Now, this car is waiting, and it's not, okay, he flashed me, there's an intervention. So, it was too hesitant.
Yep.
Two gaps, the second guy flashed me. When he flashed, I just said, I'm not gonna create this scenario any longer.
Because then they'll, like, people behind them, they'll stop, they won't do it.
Then well, yeah, we're in a high-density traffic scenario. You don't want some knucklehead just not taking gaps being given to you. So that was 100%. That was the scenario that we sometimes talk about. You know, can it see, you know, somebody a stop sign waving you through? Can it, you know, tell when you're being given an opportunity?
Yeah.
The Model Y would have taken those gaps.
Yeah, you think so?
I know it would have. It would have been much more aggressive. That's just another one of those examples to where it felt just lethargic, right? It was like, did you feel the wheel?
Exactly.
And it just didn't commit.
It did not. Yeah, and it just... does not induce the confidence then.
Yeah. So as we come up here to Memorial Park, you see the destination's right there on the river, AJ. This is where I've been in the Model Y. I've been doing consistently that little thin chain parking test.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen that part?
The one, well, yeah, I've seen that one.
So it just wants to run right over the chain.
It does?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see what it does.
Do you do many tests
like
that?
Yes, I do.
Do you have one?
I have, but it's not a chain. I mean, it's like, you know, just like a friend of mine lives in the gated neighborhood.
Okay.
So they have...
Okay, so it's got to do a left turn, crossing traffic. It's got to kind of peek. There's a tiny gap. It was a little aggressive there.
I like
that. That to me was a... I didn't see him, but now I'm going anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because like before, we saw it not moving at all with no cars. And then that time, it just...
It just kept going.
Okay. I don't know. Everybody's going to kind of say, no, that was fine. And it was. It was totally fine because it committed. Oh, interesting. Okay. So we might actually be in a spot where it's choosing a destination. And now we have a woman in the street and she says stop. And now, okay. So I disengaged there.
Okay.
Because she asked me to. The car felt like it was going to continue to creep up to her.
Whoa. These dudes are...
Yeah, I don't... What do you think's going on up there?
I don't know. They got the...
Okay, so now she's letting me through. So I'm driving manually now. We got our cameras on. So some sort of disabled vehicle up here, guys, is what that's about. So let me see if I'm going to be able to get my test here. So, okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to take... Here, I'll let you... Press that last spot next to the truck. Yeah.
Let's do it.
And then start. So you can very clearly see the chain. Yeah. I can. Actually, what I'm looking at more than anything is the bollards. The bollards are there, and then my eyes go to the chain.
Yep.
And if you look, the bollards are actually in the... doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Now, that's a tough test you're putting this through, Chuck. I mean...
Well...
No? What do you think?
If this was a robo-taxi going for a parking spot, would you want your Model Y backing into that chain? I'm just doing it because I know I can't do it yet.
No.
Every time I do this, I'm like, this is a different stack of software.
Yeah.
And some people would say, well, you know, the neural network stack wouldn't do that. It's not seeing anything yet. You see the little the bollards are there. Now, if I go back to drive and take it out of the parking stack, I'm going to kind of, if you look in the rear, maybe we can see that bollard is there. You just can't see any sort of chains.
Correct.
So it's just not smart enough yet. Or, gosh, I hope our 5-megapixel cameras can see it.
I mean, we could see it through the camera, right? So we could see it. I could see it. It's just that it...
Yeah. I'm just getting my cul-de-sac next.
And there's a vehicle behind you.
Okay, so, thank you. And here we go. Okay, so we're re-engaged to our cul-de-sac destination. I don't expect that to fail. I mean, to pass, I'm just going to keep testing it because it's part of my route. And a lot of people, those are the scenarios that will get people in trouble with summon and auto summon. You know, you want to back your car out and you're not right there looking at it. Mm. Like when we were in the Publix parking lot, you know.
Sure.
If the car can't see those chains and you're just holding the button,
Yeah.
It's going to go right through that chain.
But now, would you think that they should put that like higher up in a priority list to...
Well, in my mind, they have not gone to the beginning and end of the drives yet. I mean, and arguably in the release notes, it still says... Well, on the Cybertruck, it says it doesn't have the park and unpark and that sort of stuff. But on the Model Y, it does. All right, it's going to roll that one, and it's going to roll that one too. Just fine. It committed with approaching cars, but it didn't hesitate, which is exactly what I would hope for.
Ooh, it's nicely done.
Did you feel that adjustment on that radius?
Yeah, that was there.
All right, so now we're taking a left into this cul-de-sac. So that was the first radius to turn correction I felt on this drive.
I too agree.
Are you still feeling those on yours?
No, that was, I have not been feeling that yet. This particular turn that I make every day, what it used to, and it stopped since 13.27, has not appeared
in
to it either.
I do think they're working on it, meaning I think I can tell that it's a different behavior on the radius to turn sometimes. Pedestrian crossing, yielding, she didn't turn dark, so maybe it didn't need to on her, but either way. All right, we've got a car following us here. So this test in the Cybertruck is a demonstration that it doesn't have reverse yet. It'll get stuck down here, won't be able to do a three-point turn, but the Model Y is a rock star down here. It just does the... Now, occasionally the truck will set itself up where the radius is turned right, but this car to the left is going to prevent that. So now... It's trying to reach the destination, but you see, it's kind of like, should go into park if it says this is where I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
It's not going into park yet.
Yeah.
But just to kind of clear it out, I'm going to go ahead and delete the point. So it's going to have to renavigate out of here. And what you're going to see is what we've been seeing is you got the truck trying to reverse, but it can't. See the trajectory under the car?
I see that.
Yeah.
The why is it like that? Because it can reverse an auto park.
They just haven't enabled it yet. And it's on the release notes as not being available.
Mm.
So, but I don't know why. I would think this would be an amazing reverser with the four-wheel steering.
100%.
Okay, like, so this is a disengagement just because, and expected, because we know that the truck can't reverse yet. But it is obvious that the software knows what it needs to do, but it just hasn't been given the tool or the function of reverse yet. All right, so rather than give it a head start, I'm going to go ahead and go to drive and let it go from there, and it should have the radius to turn it needs. I'm in drive. And so if I tap the accelerator... I gave it the boost of confidence. So I don't know. It wasn't as confident there. What's it doing? I'm trying to the right. We got a destination. Now it's got a... it's confused.
Yeah, it is
confused. Our route is no longer in there. Now it's got a left turn signal.
You want to tap it again?
Yeah, I think that's where we're at. There's another intervention tapping it. I mean, there was plenty of room around that car.
Yeah, there's nothing that was stopping it from going.
Yeah.
That was an intervention for sure. Yeah, so on that curb when it was making that, correction there, one thought to me is like, it's almost like after it makes the turn, while it's making it, it's like, oh, maybe I need to get myself a little bit more room here.
Yeah.
I didn't notice this is such a sharp turn or something like that.
I'm going to add my add stop. Okay, that, and then there. Okay, now I've got my normal route in here. And we just need to... So 5 points is the Kobayashi Maru for the Cybertruck and the Model Y. It's an unfair test because you've driven 5 points. It thinks that is a roundabout when it's not.
Okay, we're going...
right? Yeah. And it tries to treat it as a roundabout. Now, I've moved this pin around in some situations to try to say, well, does it try to go park somewhere? And the Model Y generally has started to go pull over into diagonal parking spaces, and then it has to back out and then continue on, which is what I would expect. Although, in pulling into the diagonal parking spaces, it doesn't honor the lines. It just pulls over and covers up the lines. It's not parking.
Right,
it's pulling over. okay, so it's got the right turn signal. Okay, so... this is a destination scenario. And I took over there very quickly because there was a car that was tailing me and I was confusing it on my behavior. So it was doing the pullover right in front of a stop sign.
Right.
And there was a car right on my tail thinking we were going through the intersection or turning right. So that wasn't a fair for them.
Agreed.
I would say that and what I probably need to do is move that waypoint so it has to go through that intersection versus, you know, it just saying, oh, we're at our destination. So that's probably the
issue
that there.
Might be a better fit. Right.
Yeah.
Let's see what it does. So you have tested it extensively. You have tested it 5 points.
The Model Y, I think I have the waypoint at a better location to test it. I guess here in the truck when I saved it. I put it a little too close to right in the center of the intersection versus on the other side, and it pulls over there. So I should probably adjust that.
Right.
All right, but we're jumping back over to St. John's Avenue, which will take us through Avondale, which will give us a little bit of pedestrian and a lot of foot traffic. Okay, so here we are. Unprotected left with oncoming traffic, and it waited just fine. Perfect. See if that radius is good. Yep. Without any obstacles, it feels to me like even if the radius is too tight, it just rolls with it. Have you noticed that? So maybe you're not having these issues as much.
Mm-hmm.
So on that curve right there, mm-hmm. it definitely cut over the yellow line.
Yep.
But because there wasn't a car it had to go around,
yep.
it just rolled with it and kind of cut the corner tighter than it should have.
It does that all the time, actually. It does.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know if I observe those. And, of course, I'm making sure at that point that everything is safe around me. Like you said, if there's no vehicles, I'll let it do it.
Right.
And that's when it does it, right. But I think it is somewhat natural, too.
Very human-like, I would say. Yeah, I would say, especially in a big vehicle.
Yeah.
But I do think that behavior, okay, green light.
Okay.
That was a long pause for the green light and all the way to the yellow. If there was somebody right behind me, there wasn't. They would have been
pissed.
Like, yeah, right? That behavior of cutting the corner, I think, is what gets it in trouble when it jumps into the opposing lane occasionally.
Mm, okay.
So in other words, well, I'm already cutting the corner. Oh, wait, there's a yellow line. And then now you're on the wrong side.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree on those lines. That's how it sounds like. Yeah, that's how I felt.
Get yourself into trouble occasionally. Yeah. All right, we're taking a left here on King Street, and then it needs to get in the immediate right lane. And now it looks like we're going to have a green arrow, so this is going to be protected. Need to jump right over to the right lane. Blinkers on. No problem.
Like even in this turn, I probably went over the yellow a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think it did. Right on red scenario.
Because, I mean, I could argue then in that case that these curves itself, they should have the line should be painted in a way that it should conform to the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Like it shouldn't be a sharp edge.
90 degree. Yeah. That's fair. But as soon as you start to complain about the way your city makes paint, you've now got to say the entire world needs to be better at painting their lines, right? Because
okay, fair, right. But that's why it's like, if you don't paint it like that way, then I'm just going to go over you.
All right, flashing yellow. Don't know how many of these you have. I've never had any issues on these. Do you have issues with flashing yellows?
Flashing yellows, no problem.
Especially when they're alone lights. Even though it renders them as full-on stoplights, the single yellows don't give me any problem.
Yeah, it doesn't freak out anything. It doesn't It just keeps the course.
Interesting, it's going 28 and a 30, 29. It's going kind of right at or under the speed limit, and it's probably because of these cars parked on the side.
Yeah, and I'm getting C-stand because I drive in hurry 24/7.
You do?
Yeah. So this is interesting to see.
Does it feel slow to you?
Actually, not that much. I've seen in hurry, I think in hurry it'll do exactly what it's doing right now.
Yeah.
Even in hurry here. Because it's like somehow senses to me that it's
like now we're up to 31 with fewer parked cars. I don't know. Maybe it's just like, oh, maybe somebody can open a door. I don't mind its speed so much, but I wish I knew why it was doing it. I wish I had some insight into,
I agree.
It's worried about traffic. It's worried about pedestrians. Another kid could run out between these cars, which is a fine way of modeling it.
Sure, 100%. But yeah, I wish I would know as well.
Yeah. Bunch of cones here. You should just honor them. You kind of see them on the occupancy network just showing up as the blobs. A little bit of a trajectory kind of hugging away from them. All right, so as soon as we cross this pedestrian crosswalk here, you kind of into Avondale, diagonal parking spots. The truck won't auto park in them, but it will pull over into them, as will the Model Y. Mm-hmm. Doesn't look like we're going to get any sort of pedestrian or car backing out. But these are the spots where people have to blindly back out sometimes.
Yep.
And the truck or the car needs to see, whoa, there's white lights, or yep, there's somebody moving.
Somebody moving.
It's usually very, very good at that. I would even say sometimes better than a human at detecting motion amongst a lot of cars. You know, your eye as a human kind of just sees vehicles.
Yep.
Is somebody moving out? The truck is and the car are pretty good at it.
Yeah, that's so like typically like public parkings are diagonal, like
yep,
especially when I'm in the area. And I think I would say it's similar behavior. Yeah, it is paying attention much better than I do now that I reflect
yeah
on it.
Years ago, I don't think I've driven with you on this, Kurt, maybe you'll remember.
Yep.
It used to turn signals on with these on the S curve. Have you ever seen that?
I think you mentioned it to me in one of our
drives. You know, it'd be like, oh, here's a big turn. It turned the blinker on. Since yeah, we've been on version 12, I've never seen a blinker.
That was just
that was just one of those things with blinkers that went away with version 12. There was a lot of things that got better with version 12, but that was one that just like when they went end to end, it just knew, oh, there are no blinkers here.
Right.
And or Tesla just took enough video clips and said, you know, we're going to overfit for this. Okay, as soon as we come around this bend, we've got two tiny little Jacksonville traffic circles. And I say Jacksonville traffic circles because they're not, you know, Carmel, Indiana traffic circles. These are small. The Model Y, rock solid. I'm going to just predict we're getting ready to get fat and ugly.
Okay.
They're small to where yeah, the truck, well, let's see how it goes. This is where we're into the drivable space thing. See what
let's
I mean?
Find out.
I've got to do some tight.
Yep, let's find out.
I don't know. That was pretty good.
I think that was slick.
That was pretty good.
It wasn't even.
It used to have problems with that curb because it was so flat and so low. It just kind of said, oh, I can take that. But that was really good. So I was wrong on that prediction. Didn't have any traffic to deal with. Not that that would have changed the radius of turn. Another one here. All right, there we go. No traffic circles navigated very smoothly there. The radius didn't feel like it was tight at all. That was good.
Yeah,
now, I don't know if that's a fitting scenario or if it just now knows its space better, but that was good. Do you have any little ones like that or are you just doing
the
big ones?
Yeah, just the big ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Not one of the
like that turbo when we did that one time up near JU.
Oh yeah, that was trippy. Maybe we should do it again at some point.
Yeah.
Well, where do you think, how many more iterations for the path to 14?
I don't know. The ADAS drivers were out in force on, was it Wednesday or Thursday? I posted it on X. We're kind of right in that window that it probably could go to employees tomorrow.
Yeah.
Whatever version that was, right?
Yeah.
Now, the last time I saw them, I thought we were going to 13.3 and we went to a 0.8. I'm like, okay, you know, another build on this that is fixing something.
Sure.
But the fact that it's gone so wide so fast and all of the versions have been harmonious with Hardware 3 and Hardware 4, it definitely feels like a change in strategy. And it feels like the Tesla AI team is really trying to get everybody, including Hardware 3, up to a standard. And I think we're getting close. You're starting to hear some really good things on the 12.64 Hardware 3 folks. They're saying really good drives.
I'm noticing that as well. Yes,
yeah,
agree, which is great.
You feel that?
Yeah.
Another adjustment.
Yeah, an adjustment it was.
On that curve.
That one I wouldn't forgive it because that was before even coming close to it.
It had a lead car. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, it had a dotted line to follow. It chose not to follow it. There's no reason for that.
Yeah, that's right. Agreed.
That's what I think is happening is I think that they're harmonizing Hardware 3 on the same branch number, And I, at some point, I think we're going to take another AI4 leap, and then we're going to kind of follow. I feel like we're just kind of parity. I don't think we're going to be always on this hardware 3, hardware 4 simultaneous release. I don't think that. But I think they're working so hard to get hardware 3 where they want it to be. Now we're going wide on these releases. I think we're probably going to take another step forward on a 13.4, on a path, back to your question, on a path back to V14. But to me, I feel like we're very far from V14.
Okay,
the beginning and end of the drives are just still ugly.
So those are your expectations from, if I was to ask you, Chuck, what are your expectations for V14?
Well, you know, to start, you know, we've got to, you know, I'm tapping here on the release notes.
Okay.
We've got to get these up and comings started. We've got to get these up and coming started on both cars. And here on the Cybertruck, integrated park reverse, that is on the Model Y up here as accomplished, because it can reverse. We haven't even reversed yet on the Cybertruck, but let's just focus on the Model Y and just say that's the lead car. These upcoming events, model scaling, context length, all these sort of things, we've got to have our first build on that before I think we're anywhere near breaking out of V13. We're not going to go straight to V14 with those features in my mind.
I see what you're saying.
And then when you look at some of these are going to be hard. You know, I don't know. I feel like the middle of it, I use my bell curve analogy, you know, kind of low at the bottom, high in the middle, and low at the end. That's what my drives are like. The beginning of the drive suck. The end of the drive suck. The middle is awesome, generally.
Yep. That's correct.
And everybody, you know, is like, oh, but the number of miles between intervention. I'm like, okay, we just have been driving for an hour.
Yeah.
And I'm only going to say the beginning of our drive was a minute and the end of our drive is going to be a minute.
Yeah.
And the rest of it was 58 minutes of really good driving. So the numbers can look really, really good when you ignore the hard part.
I love it. That's actually very well put context.
I mean,
the first. And you know, that's actually comes, it's a terminology. So I used to work for CSX, the Real Freight Railroading Company, and so they have a term in their railroading, which is first mile, last mile.
Yeah.
And that's
well, same thing with
from.
Airplanes, you know, takeoff and landing.
Everything else is...
right? I mean, you know, we used to go in the Navy, we'd say, you know, when you're taking off aircraft carriers, you know, you've got 30 to 45 seconds of chaos at the beginning and end of every flight, and everything else is in the middle, right? You know, taking off and landing on a carrier are the hard parts. You know, everything else is just big sky and wings. Anyway, those are just some analogies to think through. You know, we're feeling very comfortable in the middle of the drive, but the beginning and ends, I don't know. We're just not even working on it yet. We don't even have a tool in our app to say, no, I don't want to park at that POI. I want to park in this driveway.
Yeah, no, that's straight talk. No, for sure. I think so. You're putting it very objective.
You know, June's getting close, and maybe they've got some magical builds. And I've said this the whole time. If you constrain the operational design domain and only say the car can go here and here and here and pick you up here and here and here, they can do robotaxi in June, but they're going to have to constrain the domain. They're not going to say, pick me up anywhere, drop me off anywhere. They will not. It'll be Waymo style. Oh, here's your pickup location. Mm. Here's your drop-off location. You may have to walk 3 blocks, in my opinion.
Because based on where we are right now.
Right now. Right. Can we get from where we are right now to you know, an Uber-style app in Austin in June? I don't think we have enough time with what we've seen publicly.
Sure.
If they've got some magical thing privately, great. But I just don't think that is reality, other than maybe what we've seen Joe Tegmeyer filming in Austin and a little bit of what the cars in Fremont are doing, navigating out of the manufacturer line and going to their parking spaces. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't know.
No, I'm hearing you.
I don't think I am that wrong. But if V14 feels like the leap we took with V13, then it could come really, really quick. I mean, V13 was like, oh my God, good.
For sure.
Just from where it was on V12, yes. It just fixed so many things.
Right.
So if V14 has that kind of capability, and I also, in my pea-sized brain, don't know how to conceptualize how much better it will be able to be with 3X context length and model size. If those two tools are you know, the panacea for FSD just going to the next level, then I don't know how to quantify how good it can get how quickly either. So that's just me kind of caveating that.
There's that as well.
If that 3X context length makes it that much better, then I may be eating these words and going, whoa, it's going fast, you know.
No, I'm going to slide on the lines of what your opinion is. Like, yeah. Basically, yeah, that's what I would say. So I think you're being fairly neutral here as trying to be as objective, I'd say. But yeah, I'll stick with what you're saying.
Well, hey, we've been driving almost an hour. Let's score it. I'll let you score it first.
So city driving, I would say from 13, I'm going to compare it to 13 to 7 to 8, right? That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't see anything that stands out as far as to me other than smoothness, just generally the smoothness part, like the confidence part. Like many times I heard you talk about saying that, hey, you know what, that was handled. Like we both were saying, okay, it committed and it stayed with that commitment. That to me stands out maybe slightly. And then some of the behaviors were still bizarre, right? So like as far as the curb corrects, the correction behavior at the on turns, I don't know why they have not had that figured out yet. I don't know.
Yeah. To me, that one is one of the biggest insights into can this be taken to other platforms, right? They've had this software a while. And, you know, if Jim Farley is like, yeah, I want to license FSD, to me, we ought to be impressing him a little bit more on how quickly we were able to get the Cybertruck to work on FSD. To me, if we were to put this on the F-150 Lightning right now, I feel like they would think we had to go through the same growing pains of getting it to work. Because we just haven't demonstrated that they can take this model and make it work.
That's actually very well put together. Yeah, I see your point.
Now, I still think they're working on strategies, on generalized models. And I think the hardware 3, hardware 4 differences are probably their biggest use case on going, wait, we need a working model on these different platforms, right?
Okay.
So I think that is a good example. I'm going to say this is the same as 13.27 for me. The one outlier on this drive was that very odd and unexpected behavior at that center turn lane, unprotected left, where it just didn't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah, that one.
It just got stuck. And that, it unstuck itself, but we had the ability of waiting a long time. But that, I don't know what to chalk that up to. Someone may see something in the film and go, oh, it was looking at that car that was parked or there's something like that. I'm like, okay, maybe that's what it was. But how many of these probabilistic outliers are we going to allow before we say it's ready for unsupervised? Because nature and the planet's going to continue to throw things at you. We can go down these nines a long time if these little one-offs of a parked car or something like that can make it hiccup.
Yeah, because that was a very telling, it's like stalled there for seconds. Like it seemed like an eternity. So we got to progress to see that over time. I mean, that said, I think that definitely is the outlier.
It almost didn't fix itself until it had another scenario to work through. Yep. Like cars came along and then it started looking for another gap. Right. It's almost like it reset once traffic came.
Yeah,
But I put my family in here. I drive with it all the time. I absolutely love it. But I'm not sure what 13.28 is about at all. Unless it's just another build, bringing hardware 4. Hardware 4 folks are saying, oh my God, it's amazing. Maybe this is more about them than us. Maybe this is about keeping us on the same branch while we harmonize with hardware 4. Mm. And the hardware 4 and hardware 3 folks are coming up to parity on the same branch, and we're just making sure we're all having the same feature set. Anyway, let's end it here. Thanks for coming out, AJ, on a Saturday morning.
This was awesome.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Leave comments below. Let me know what you think and what you want us to do next. See you later.
See you guys later.